number 106 from June of 2005, You Might Be a Lutheran. Some of you are probably familiar with country comedian Jeff Foxworthy. He has made famous the saying, "You might be a redneck." He goes on to describe certain attitudes and conditions that just might indicate that you are a redneck. For example, if you believe old tires make good lawn decorations, you might be a redneck. If your family tree doesn't fork, you might be a redneck. If you're at a store and they ask for identification, you show them your belt buckle with your name on it. You just might be a redneck. In a similar vein, a few years ago, my friend Pastor John Malzahn came up with an idea for being able to tell if you just might be a Lutheran. For example, if you sit in the front at ball games but sit in the back in church, you just might be a Lutheran. If you can say the Lord's Prayer in German, you might be a Lutheran. If you teach that there are only two sacraments but believe that coffee and cake should be the third sacrament, you might be a Lutheran. If you know what the word liturgical means, you might be a Lutheran. If you don't know any hymns that were written after 1800, you might be a Lutheran. If you cannot quite bring yourself to say Amen unless it is printed on a page in your hymn book, you might be a Lutheran. If you know who Catherine von Bora was, you might be a Lutheran. If you know the difference between the small catechism and the large catechism, you might be a Lutheran. If I've piqued your interest in what it means to be a Lutheran, maybe you will take advantage of an opportunity we have here at Our Blessed Savior this summer. We're going to have a session of You Might Be a Lutheran starting the first Sunday in June and going on for 6 weeks, maybe more if we get really excited. For those of you who have some Lutheran background but were never confirmed, this could be your ticket to completing that. For those of you from other church backgrounds, it will be a good time to find out what Lutherans teach and why. For those of you who had confirmation class so long ago that it was in German, this is your chance at a little refresher course in English. For those of you who actually paid attention in confirmation class, this is your chance to come and show off. So whatever your reasons are, come to the You Might Be a Lutheran sessions this summer. It's always good to learn or relearn who we are and why we do the things we do. I guarantee it will be lively.